Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Getaway Friday. Friday, May the 12th, 2023, 15 and a half minutes past the hour. And I'm going to say something right now, and it's not going to make a whole lot of sense, but I just heard it this morning, and maybe I'll get more into this next week. But it's just something I want to say, and I understand this is going to sound very cryptic, but it's important that when something bad happens to somebody, we have got to pay attention to people's mental state in this country. And when something bad happens to somebody, you have to pay attention to it. You've got to pay attention to it. You've got to be aware of what's going on with people. And sometimes there are just some very serious things that go on, and one of them I found out this morning, and it's just horribly, horribly, horribly sad. So, pay attention to people, and hope that horrible things don't happen. And like I say, I'm not going to give any more information than that, because I really don't know anything more than that at this particular point. Hopefully I can share more when I know more, but you know, appreciate the people who check up on you, I guess is that point. You know, I've been saying this for a long time now. When people are in your life, don't wait for a funeral or a retirement party to tell people how you feel about them. And if you have a grudge with somebody, call them and work out the grudge. You never know what somebody's going through. And that's all I've got to say about that. All right. Back to the show here. We're going to be giving away the Del Taco $10 gift card and the Del Taco beanie at the end of this hour. We've got Judy, Mary, and Olivia. Judy, Mary, and Olivia in the competition. The category is name something a gardener would have to be allergic to, would hate to be allergic to. I can't even read the question right. Name something a gardener would hate to be allergic to. We got grass, dirt, I think are the only two that we have so far. Still three other answers on the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. We are here at the studio. Del Taco, a $10 gift card, and a Del Taco beanie coming up. And I believe somebody sent me an email with a guess. Call the guess in. You might be right. 740-383-9944. Name something a gardener would hate to be allergic to. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say like a weed killer. You dust the plants or whatever. Besides whatever they want to call it.
Not a weed killer, but a good guess.
Okay.
No weed killer on the list here today. Name something a gardener would hate to be allergic to. That's what we're looking for here, would hate to be allergic to. All right, go ahead, caller.
Okay, for the trivia, what about flowers?
Flower, number one answer is flowers. You got it.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Flowers, number one on the list. All right, flowers, grass, and dirt at this point are what we have. Go ahead, caller.
How about weeds?
Weeds, absolutely. Number
you
four.
You conned me into actually calling.
Now, is that a con? I don't know. I think, you know, I'm totally torn on this because I know a lot of people listen on the internet, but I don't know if I can, when we're giving away prizes, if I should give credit to emails and messages. I don't know. What do you think?
I think you should cut Adam off because he just rattles off 18 to 20 different topics and then hangs up and calls back.
Well, I don't know. You know, it's interesting to me. I don't know because I know, I don't know. What do you think? Should people get credit for emails? I don't know.
Probably not. Unless, I don't know because with cell phones, you can call from anywhere.
Yeah, and I think if you, obviously the person's listening, or they wouldn't know what question I'm asking.
Correct.
So I think they can probably get to a phone. I mean, if this were the old days when you had to get a payphone, are you ready for tonight's program? This is going to be an epic program tonight.
You're going to make me stay awake, huh?
You have to, because listen, not only, did you listen last week with Sean and Matthew and the other girl we had in here?
I did fall asleep eventually.
Well, see, that show would have done it to you. But tonight, we've got a show that will... By the way, what do you make of Matthew? Has he not been great during election coverage and coming in here last week?
Yeah, especially without a whole lot to cover when there's only mayoral election.
Oh, absolutely. And I keep thinking nobody's got to hear Olivia yet because she just came in last night and did the show with me for television. So tonight will be the first time people really get to hear her on the air, and she is great.
Are you going to Facebook it so we can see her?
You know, we do have a Facebook Live here. I might do that. Well, there's a picture of her from the taping last night up on Facebook.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's better than Glenn. Glenn has the face for radio, but Olivia probably is a lot better looking.
Well, take a look at Olivia and then call back later. We still got 2 hours here, maybe with another guest, and tell me what Olivia, if she'll pass. I think she's going to be, you know, we've had a long list of hosts on this Friday night program.
Yes.
And she might be the best.
Oh.
Now, see, I'll get killed for saying that.
Well, she'll replace you eventually.
Somebody's got to. Somebody's got to. Hey, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Hey, I can't cling to this forever. All right. Yes, weeds were on the list. You know, we've got four of them now. There's only one left. Name something a gardener would hate to be allergic to. Flowers, grass, dirt, weeds. What's the final answer? 740-383-9944. We've got Judy, Mary, Olivia, and Jeff now all in the competition to win this Del Taco $10 gift card and Del Taco beanie at the end of the hour. 740-383-9944. See, this is why I put the pictures up on Facebook. So people can see what's going on. 740-383-9944. Who's got that final answer? Every time we get down to the final answer, it's always very difficult. Name something a gardener would hate to be allergic to. That's the question. We've got flowers, grass, dirt, and weeds. What's the final answer? 740-383-9944. A $10 Del Taco gift card at the bottom of the hour, as well as a Del Taco beanie, which you can wear in the summer. You know, that's not just a winter thing. 740-383-9944. Name something a gardener would hate to be allergic to. Flowers were number one. 58 people said flowers. Grass was number two. 21 people said grass. Dirt was number three. 7 people said dirt. Weeds were number four. 7 people said weeds. Now we've got the final answer. Does anybody know what the final answer is? 740-383-9944. Oh my goodness, is anybody going to get this final answer? I think we must have went through them all here. Nobody's even got a guess for our final answer here. Name something a gardener would hate to be allergic to. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say hard work.
Not hard work, but a good guess. Are you excited for tonight's show? Can you feel the buildup?
Yeah.
Do you think it's just going to be as great as imaginable?
I don't know. You'll just have to listen, I guess, to find out.
Well, like I said, we've had a lot of hosts on this Friday night show, but I think tonight we might have the best.
Oh.
Yeah, she's good.
Oh, okay.
All right, thank you. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something a gardener would hate to be allergic to. Flowers, grass, dirt, in weeds. What's that final answer? My goodness. We've stumped everybody out here today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 25 minutes past the hour. Can anybody even think of anything else that a gardener would hate to be allergic to? Flowers, grass, dirt, weeds. One answer left. Who's got it? Two people said it on the list. I can hear the birds chirping today. That's nice. Birds chirping here in the neighborhood. Go ahead, caller.
You know, Scott, I have your show on three different devices in the house. How about that?
Hey, that's what are the three different devices?
Well, like with Lee, I have a Roku in the living room where I am now because I'm having some ice cream. You know, I love ice cream.
Got us on the Roku.
Diet ice cream, of course. And then two different Amazon Echoes, I think.
So, people can listen to us so many different ways. Rokus, Echoes, smart TVs, all laptops, smartphones.
It's like a big echo of the show because there's like a second difference in the streams.
So my house, my voice is just booming through your house.
It's definitely spearing all over, for sure. Did somebody say fertilizer or maybe manure? People can be allergic to that. That's a dumb, boring answer, but...
No fertilizer or manure, but we throw a lot of it on this show from day to day.
Or mulch. Mulch?
No, but you know, I need some mulch, though. I wish mulch were free, because last year when somebody did my, like, I don't have a big area in front of my house, but it needs to be mulched.
Yeah, well, you can walk to Meijer, just bring you a wheelbarrow and go up there and get you some mulch.
Well, I understand that, but I don't think that they just are going to hand me mulch for free. You know, mulch, a lot of people over-mulch, and people will give you mulch for free.
I have a device where you can, it's not one of the industrial strength that a landscaper would use, but you can put a twig in that's like up to half an inch, or a stick, and it'll turn it into mulch. So when you clear out the branches, you get free mulch, and it's really, really handy.
You know, I love living as close to Meijer because a lot, especially this time of year, like a lot of people will come over and we'll sit out on the porch or we'll cook out or something like that. And I'll say, oh, I need some potato chips or maybe we'll want a pop or something. And I can just walk right over to Meijer with the person, walk right back and not skip a beat. I love where I live.
I live across from Kroger, so yeah, I feel your enjoyment.
All right. Now, do you have a question, though? I think we started with a question. I did read the blog, yes.
Oh, good. Yeah, I wonder what you thought about it. Do you think he's over-dramatizing, or...
Well, you know, I don't want to knock anything Dr. Feynman says, but...
He and I debate all the time. We can still be friends. Isn't that amazing? You don't agree with somebody on stuff, and you can still be friends?
Right, and so what I'm going to say is, I think what he said, to me, was a little drastic, because, I mean, he at one point, I don't have it pulled up in front of me, but he says something like, the blood is on CNN's hands.
Yeah, I saw that. I was thinking about my call earlier. I think he's coming across a bit too strong on there. People have said that, you know, town hall was good, it was bad. Well, if it's bad, that kind of helps their cause, doesn't it?
Well, here's the interesting thing. I think people are smart enough to know what they're watching, and I don't know why Dr. Feynman believes the American public is dumb, because if it is true that CNN is middle of the road, which I believe they are, if CNN is middle of the road, then that means that was a middle of the road audience. So just because you have Donald Trump on, it could tune people out to him as much as it could tune people into him. So it's interesting to me that he felt that Trump being on CNN was going to help his cause, and why couldn't it hurt his cause?
Yeah, it's fascinating. That's why I asked you, and I'm glad you made an opinion. So yeah, we kind of agree.
Everybody's free speech. I've said this for a long time, and this is no opinion, and I wish it was still up in Cleveland, but Scripps Howard News started in Cleveland many, many years ago, and that was a huge news service in this country, and there was a whole city block in Cleveland, and I don't know if people remember this who visited Cleveland a lot. There was a whole city block. It was abandoned buildings, but at the top of the abandoned buildings, a city block, it was written this big, it said, "Show people the light, and they will find their own way." And what that has always meant to me is, I can put anything on this show. I can put a Republican, I can put a Democrat, I can put a white supremacist, I can put anybody on here. It's not an atheist. It's not going to make you an atheist, if you don't believe in atheism, if you don't believe in white supremacy, if you don't, if you're not a Republican, just because they're on this show isn't going to make you like them.
Right. It's giving airtime. And again, that's why I thought of the Twinkie extravaganza. There are some similarities in rather different events. So your opinion has affected my opinion. But I still like to see that we would be involved in healthy events. I mean, even the fruitcake toss is athletic, so stuff like that.
Well, that's why I don't think it's an endorsement. That was my whole thing, was I don't believe because he wants to eat 50 Twinkies that anybody listening to this show who's got diabetes, I don't think they're I think our audience is very smart. I give them credit. I don't think they're going to run to the grocery store and try to cram 50 Twinkies down their throat. And
it's just the idea that we're coordinating it. So you and I agree that we see what Ron is getting at, but he's going a little too far.
Well, yes, because do you remember when I had...
That's great. You and I agree. How about that? Isn't that...
Well, I don't think we disagree, but do you remember when I had the right white supremacist on a few years ago, Jared Jared Taylor?
That was quite a spectacle.
And then he put me on with the guy who had... What was the thing, the shooting in Baltimore with the statues... I can't even remember the whole thing, but he put me in touch with that guy because he thought I was a fair interviewer. Now, we certainly don't endorse white supremacy, and I certainly push back on him, but I could give it airtime because that's the story.
No, but I said that's why, because you know that the Twinkie eater, it's local. That's why I'm saying the difference is.
Right, but if somebody wanted to challenge him, again, I'm not telling them to challenge him.
That's fine. I agree. I just like to see that we would be involved in more healthy events. Again, even the fruitcake toss, because it's more athletic. And that's what I'd like to see. That's all I'm saying. Don't overanalyze it. But
I don't mind.
You read Ron's blog, and you and I would tend to agree.
The only thing I said the other day was, endorsing healthy events or blah, 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 I don't mind that. The only thing I was saying was, I don't believe having this on the air is an endorsement. That's what I disagreed with.
No, I'm not saying it is. I would just like to see us being involved in, not even endorsing, something more athletic or healthy or even just neutral, you know.
Yeah, and the other thing I was talking about at the beginning of the hour, it doesn't have anything to do with the station or news, and as time goes on, it was just a personal thing that I found out from somebody personal who stopped by. So, no, it had nothing to do with the station.
Okay, well, I wish the person well.
We hope to.
I'm going to go back eating my diet ice cream, which is very good. Purchased at one of the places that I think you might be employed at.
Neapolitan? Are you having Neapolitan?
No, this is actually... It's salted caramel, I think.
Salted? Well, enjoy, and with the three devices on, I'm sure we'll hear from you again.
Okay, adios.
All right, bye-bye. All right, here we go. Okay. Name something a gardener would hate to be allergic to. I wonder if Jeff ever saw the picture of Olivia. He wanted to know what she looked like. 740-383-9944. All right. Name something a gardener would hate to be allergic to. Flowers, grass, dirt, weeds. What's that final answer? 740-383-9944. 27 minutes left in the broadcast today, this broadcast. Then we're going to, a whole another hour. We're giving away a pizza next hour, so we've got a lot of stuff going on. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say bugs, bees, insects, all that stuff.
Bees. Bees is the answer. Bees in the trees, on your knees, don't get stung by the bees because they make you allergic. That's the answer. Bees.
Okay.
Thanks. All right. So those were the answers. Name something a gardener would hate to be allergic to. Flowers, grass, dirt, weeds, and bees. Those are the answers. Okay. Well, let's go on to the next category. We're going to do the drawing for the Del Taco here in about 26 minutes. Okay. Well, I think I don't know if we've done that one before. We might have done that one before. I think we have done that category before. That might be an old card. Let's see what else we have here. Okay. Well, this is all celebrities. I don't know about these celebrity answers. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I found a little break in my chores, and that was going to be my on the answer was going to be insect. But I want to add a little bit to that a minute. Listening to Adam, and he is talking about the manure. You know what was the best manure I found out in all my gardening?
What's that?
Was horse manure.
Now, why horse manure?
And, well, I'll add another word to it, racehorse manure. Now, would you know, like to know that?
Yes.
Well, because it makes your plants grow faster, Scott.
And I bit. I bit on that.
Well, you know what? In all my life, outdoor stuff and hunting and fishing, I learned to trap. And I could trap you. That's one thing I got advantage over you. You might have some words over me, but I can trap you into some stuff. No, Scott, and I'm going to ask you one thing. Well, maybe some people listen to this part of the segment of the show and stuff. I found the book about There's No School Like an Old School by Donna Converse Lawrence. And I was going to ask you that maybe sometime here next week, because I'm getting a little itchy. And you're saying you're going to leave. But I want to get this one part segment in my life through pertaining to this book, and maybe you can help me, and maybe you'd give me permission just a little bit of time that I do take up with you. A few paragraphs in there, I'm going to say, read, maybe in the air. I'm not that best reader, but I bet you I can get it done. And then you read the rest that a lot of people don't know, and to one of my favorite areas that I never heard too much of on the radio was Oakland Heights. And there's some really good stuff in there in the Oakland Heights pertaining to President Harding's doctor and so on and so forth. There was a young lady I know and still around that I'm very proud of, and I talk to her frequently, would be Charlie Evers' wife, Jeannie. And I grew up with her and was around her, but she was didn't know how to carry herself, and she's got a reputation that's never been scarred ever.
No, and I hope she's doing well. I haven't had a chance to speak to her in a couple months. Hope she's out there doing well. Hope she's still listening.
Well, anyhow, going back to that, why Oakland Heights wasn't really a mention on your show very much, but I'm very proud of that area and stuff. And here's the thing, in the book, it brings up some interesting things on there, but I'm going to let you have this book, and maybe you can fit it in, maybe the listeners can hear it, and you can read some paragraphs out of this book that I'd like to hear you on the radio, and then if you want to pick out something you would like to, but I would like to maybe make that known to the public, their listening audience and everything, that maybe you would promise to do that for me and the listening audience, and maybe get that done before you leave us in such a fashion that you're not going to go to broadcasting or nothing like that. But I'll get off of here. But keep that in mind, folks. And we had that tremendous thing out there at the fairground, the racehorses. I used to go out there early in the morning, and them guys would be working their horses and stuff. And you're talking about quiet and peaceful. All you hear was hoofs going around the racetrack. And that's a memorable thing. If you're in a place where it's quiet and nice, and that's what it was in Marion, and all the years that I wanted to have a little relaxation, I'd get up early in the morning and go right out there, and those guys were working their horses. Hey, have a good one, Scott.
Hey, thank you. We'll have to do it. Thanks. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I don't think I've given the new category. Maybe that's a whole problem going on here. We've got Judy, Mary, Olivia, and Jeff all in the competition. We're going to draw for that $10 Del Taco gift card coming up here in about 22 minutes. All right, name something people do in their cars while stopped at a red light. Name something people do in their cars while stopped at a red light. Seven answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something people do stopped in their cars while at a red light. Judy, Mary, Olivia, and Jeff all in the competition tonight for the Del Taco gift card. Go ahead, caller.
Excuse me, I got a cough here. You've had this one, I think, a couple of times.
Well, I've had this one. See, I don't remember this one.
Yeah, you've had it. Let's see. I'm trying to think of some of the answers. People look around. I say gawk is what I say.
Yes. If I've done this one, but now I can throw this one out if we've done this one before.
Well, you did it not too long ago, and I think you did it a while before that.
Okay, here's a new category. Let me pull this one up. Okay.
Yeah, because...
Name something that some people seem to do nonstop.
Well, I'm going to say eat.
Eat. Yes, eat is number 3 on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Thank you. Eat is number 3 on the list. Well, I threw out that one that maybe we have done in the past. Name something that people tend to do nonstop. Eat is number 3 on the list. All right, we've got 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6. 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6 left on this list. Name something people tend to do nonstop. 740-383-9944. What do people tend to do nonstop? Go ahead, caller.
Number 1 should be talk.
Talk is number 1. 68 people said talk. You got it. Talk is number 1 on the list. That is right. Talk is number 1. Eat is number 3. All right, 19 minutes left to our big drawing for the Del Taco gift card. Name something people tend to do nonstop. Go ahead, caller.
Is number 1 on the list. Putting
your lipstick on or something. Your makeup.
Makeup. No makeup on the list. No makeup on the list here today. Name something people tend to do nonstop. Something people tend to do nonstop. Talk and eat are the two we've got. Talk was number 1. Eat was number 3. We've got 2, 4, 5, and 6. 2, 4, 5, and 6. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about complaining?
Complain. Well, a lot of people do that nonstop. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay. How about talking too much?
We just got talk.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yep. We just got talk. We complain is not on the list, but we did just get talk. All right. Name something that some people seem to do nonstop. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about clean?
No cleaning on the list. No cleaning on the list here today. Name something people tend to do nonstop. Something people tend to do nonstop. We've got talk and we've got eat. All right, go ahead, caller.
Okay, I'll say my favorite, shop.
Shop. No shopping on the list. No shopping on the list today. Name something people tend to do nonstop. Talk and eat. That's all we've got so far. All right. Well, thought we had a caller there. If that's you, call back in, 740-383-9944. Okay. Name something people tend to do nonstop. Talk and eat are on the list here today. Go ahead, caller.
Look around.
Look around. No look around on the list. No look around on the list here today. Name something people tend to do nonstop. Something people tend to do nonstop. All right, go ahead, caller.
I'd like to say listen to WWGH, but I doubt that's there, or listen to the radio. So instead I'll say what I think is obvious. I don't think I've heard it. Use their phones, text, use Facebook, you know, use their smartphone.
Nothing to do with phones or Facebook on here.
Isn't that kind of odd in today's society, Scott? Don't you know somebody who uses his or her phone pretty much 24 hours a day?
I think most people with them probably do, but, you know, I guess that's showbiz.
Okay, must be a non-technological bunch, then. Listen to the radio or listen to WWGH. That's probably not there.
No, but I know people do that, so thank God for that.
Yeah, Ted certainly does, and we appreciate it.
Yes.
Okay, see you later.
All right. Okay. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something that people tend to do nonstop. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about work nonstop?
No work on the list. No work on the list here today. Name something people tend to do nonstop. Something people tend to do nonstop. Judy, Mary, Olivia, and Jeff in the competition. Del Taco giveaway coming up here. Go ahead, caller.
Well, you eliminated that one about the phones. How about cleaning in all respects?
Cleaning. No cleaning.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Scott.
No cleaning on the list here today. How about that? Name something people tend to do non-stop. All we've got is talk and eat so far. We've got four other answers on this list. Go ahead, caller.
Some people party non-stop.
Partying? Well, that's what I'm doing. Partying non-stop here all day long. No party on the list. No party on the list here today. Name something people tend to do non-stop. 45 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Talk and eat. That's all we got. One is talk, eat is three. 740-383-9944. Something people tend to do nonstop. Go ahead, caller.
Has anybody said breathe?
No, you know, and I would have thought that would have been the number one answer, but maybe that's just me. Breathe is number two on the list.
All righty.
Thank you.
Yep.
Breathe is number two on the list. Take a moment and breathe. All right. Name something that some people tend to do nonstop. All right. Talk was number one. Breathe was number two. Eat was number three. Still three answers left on this list. 740-383-9944. 46 and a half minutes past the hour here. WGH Talk Time. Judy, Mary, Olivia, Jeff, all in the competition. Go ahead, caller.
What about work?
Work. Work's a good one. Not on the list, but a good guess. No work on the list here today, but certainly not a bad guess. Name something that people tend to do non-stop. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about drink booze?
No drinking booze on the list.
Okay.
No knocking back the drinks on the list here today. Something people tend to do non-stop. 47 minutes past the hour. We're going to draw for that Del Taco coming up here in 12 minutes. Go ahead, caller.
How about preparing for the next day?
No preparing for the next day, but a good guess. No preparing for the next day, but certainly not a bad guess, to be sure. Name something that people tend to do non-stop. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something people tend to do non-stop. This is what we're looking for. Three big answers still left on the list. Isn't that something? Three answers left. Holy mackerel, as they say. Go ahead, caller.
What about driving?
No driving on the list. No driving on the list here today, but certainly not a bad guess there either. Something people tend to do non-stop. Gonna draw for the $10 to Del Taco and the Del Taco beanie coming up in about 10 minutes here. All right, well, let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
How about gossiping?
No gossiping on the list. No gossiping on the list here today. Name something people tend to do non-stop. Something people tend to do non-stop, drawing for the Del Taco here in about 10 minutes. Then during the noon hour, we're going to do the large neighbor's pizza. So don't tune away. We've still got that coming up. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about snoring?
No snoring on the list. No snoring on the list here today. Name something people tend to do non-stop. Talk, breathe, eat. That's what we got so far. Still three left to go. Three big answers here. Name something people tend to do non-stop. 740-383-9944. 49 minutes past the hour. Del Taco $10 gift card and a Del Taco beanie. on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Carol says chewing gum.
No chewing gum. Good guess.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
You know why? Married her 61 years. I've never hardly ever see her chew gum. And if she did, it was about for 2 minutes, and then she'd spit it out. Why she dwelled on that for me to call that in, I don't know. But her grandfather, he lived to be 101, and he chewed tobacco ever since he was 14. And that was some kind of a thing in the olden days. But you know what? Carol also was the only one that cut his hair that she knows of, and she started cutting his hair until the day he died, and that was she was 13 years old. So what a remarkable lady that was, doing that for her grandfather who lived 101.
That's a very nice thing to do.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you. Well, I'll tell you what, chewing tobacco is not far off from one of the things on the list here. How about that? All right, name something that people seem to do nonstop. Go ahead, caller.
How about smoking?
Smoking, yes, number 4 on the list. That's the one tied in with tobacco. You got it.
Oh.
Smoking was number 4 on the list. That's the one tied in with tobacco. Now we're down to 2. Name something that people tend to do nonstop. People tend to do this nonstop. Go ahead, caller.
Pick your nose.
No picking your nose, but a good guess. No picking your nose, but certainly not a bad guess to be sure. Name something that some people tend to do nonstop. We've got talk, breathe, eat, smoke. 2 left on the list here. What are they? Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say watch TV nonstop?
No watch TV on the list. No watching TV on this particular list today. Name something that people tend to do nonstop. 2 answers left on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, what about smoking?
We got smoking.
Oh, you already had it?
We got it. Good guess, though.
Thanks.
Good guess there. We got smoking, but that's a good guess. Name something that people tend to do nonstop. 52 minutes past the hour. Don't miss the Friday night show. It's going to be a humdinger tonight, 8:15 until 10 p.m. right here on this station, live tonight. Matthew, Sean, myself, Olivia, big, big, big show. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about moving? They're always on the move, on the go, you know, just moving about all the time.
No moving on the list. No moving on the list here today. Name something that people tend to do nonstop. Something that people tend to do nonstop. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something that people tend to do nonstop. Well, what in the world could this be? 7 minutes left to go, and we're going to draw for the $10 to Del Taco and the Del Taco Beanie, and we've still got Ryan's Del Taco Beanie and Del Taco gift card here. He can pick up till 1 o'clock today. Now, don't tune out after this hour. We've got a whole nother hour. And next hour, we're going to give away the large pizza to Neighbor's Pizza with one topping. So don't miss that for love nor money. 740-383-9944. Name something that some people tend to do nonstop. 740-383-9944. Talk, breathe, eat, and smoke are the answers that we have. Okay, I'm going to give you a little bit of a hint here because these last two are kind of difficult here. I'll come back to this. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah. How about exercise?
No exercise, but a good guess.
Okay.
No exercise, but certainly not a bad guess. Name something that some people tend to do nonstop. Talk, breathe, eat, smoke. 2 answers left to go. All right. Well, here's the hint on one of these. It has something to do with the way you talk. Some people overuse, well, Just take a guess on that. Go ahead, caller.
Watch television.
No watch television, but that's a good guess.
All right.
No watching television on the list today, but certainly not a bad guess, to be sure. There's a certain word or certain thing that comes out of people's mouth that they tend to do a lot. Do you know what I'm talking about? Seem to do it all the time, nonstop. Go ahead, caller.
I was going to say go to the ladies' room or the men's room. That might be there, but I think the talking answer is swear.
No, not swearing.
And go to the bathroom, that isn't there?
Nope, no going to the bathroom.
Okie dokie.
No swearing and no going to the bathroom on this particular list. 740-383-9944. Name something that some people tend to do all the time. All right. Go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost that one. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here. Going to do the Del Taco drawing here in about 4 minutes. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Sleep.
No sleeping on the list. No sleeping on the list here today. 740-383-9944. Name something that people tend to do nonstop. Go ahead, caller.
Anybody say complain?
No complaining on the list, but a good guess. No complaining on the list here today, but certainly not a bad guess. Boy, oh boy, the Del Taco gift card is coming up here. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, so you said it had something to do with the way they talk. Is it cursing?
Not cursing. It's something, I don't want to say it's a word, but it's something people, it comes out of their mouth, and they seem to do it nonstop.
Thank you.
Okay. That's what it is. It's. I'm not even going to say it's a word. It's something that comes out of people's mouth, and they seem to tend to do it nonstop. 740-383-9944. $10 to Del Taco and a Del Taco beanie coming up here in, what do we got here? We've got about 3 minutes. 740-383-9944. Judy, Mary, Olivia, and Jeff in the competition for the $10 to Del Taco. But again, don't tune out because next hour, we've still got a whole nother hour to go here today. And next hour, we're going to be giving away a large pizza from Neighbor's Pizza with one topping. So that's coming up next hour. You don't want to miss that. Getaway Friday here, May the 12th, 2023. 57 minutes past the hour here. Name something that people tend to do nonstop. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Find fault or criticize?
No criticize on the list, but a good guess.
No find fault?
No find fault.
Okay.
No find fault or criticism on the list here today. Name something that people tend to do nonstop. My goodness. $10 to Del Taco and a Del Taco beanie coming up, and we've still got Ryan's here that he can pick up till 1 o'clock today. All right. And then, remember, next hour, we've still got the large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza that we're going to give away, so don't tune out, because next hour, we're going to restart the whole thing, start a whole new drawing, and you could win a large one-topping pizza to Neighbor's Pizza next hour. Any more guesses here on this one? Name something that some people tend to do non-stop. Talk, breathe, eat, smoke. Two answers left on the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We might be able to get one more guess in this hour before we draw for the Del Taco $10 and the Del Taco beanie. Remember, though, we still got a whole another hour. Neighbor's Pizza next hour. One topping. A large pizza. Wouldn't that be good tonight as you listen to the Friday Night Show? Go ahead, caller.
Does it have anything to do with the body and what part, maybe?
Well, it's something that comes out of people's mouth, and the other thing people do with their head.
Think.
Yeah, think is on the list. You got it. Think is on. So now Ted goes in the competition here, right at the wire. So think is number 5 on the list. So we still got the thing that comes out of people's mouth, but we got to do the drawing here. This is for $10 to Del Taco and a Del Taco beanie. We've got Judy, Mary, Olivia, Jeff, and Ted here in the competition. Go ahead, caller.
How about cough?
No cough. Okay, here we go. Judy, Mary, Olivia, Jeff, and Ted. And our winner of the $10 to Del Taco and the Del Taco beanie goes to, shake them up here, pull it out, goes to, well, how about that? Now, see, anyway, what, Olivia, you win the Del Taco $10 gift card and the Del Taco beanie. But don't tune out. You could win the pizza, the large Neighbor's Pizza one topping next hour. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
I take a note to my mother. Oh. If you ever talk to me again, well, you were going to talk to me again, and we'll talk about that because it's so interesting.
You know, yeah, maybe we'll do a whole show on it. So.